dictation for Rose Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D, April 2338, address as a letter to Dr. Osilio, A-U-S-I-E-L-L-O, M-D, 616-754-1062. Dear Dr. Osilio, consultation for Mrs. Hubbard with abnormal kidney function comes in person, has obesity, hypertension, supposed to be doing salt fluid restriction, denies change in appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, occasionally some hemorrhoidal bleeding, only few drops. She has chronic incontinence, wears a pad, some nocturia, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Not a few days ago, emergency room visit because feeling shaky, negative workup. Today also the same problem, but it was associated to low glucose in the 30s, already resolved. Presently no gross edema, cellulitis, ulcers. Denies discolor of the toes. Denies chest pain palpitation syncope. No major dyspnea. Minimal cough, clear sputum or nothing. No use of oxygen. Denies sleep apnea. Denies orthopnea PND, some upper respiratory symptoms, clear drainage without any bleeding or purulent material, denies localized pain. She has problems with her balance, but no recent falling episode and no anti-inflammatory agents. She has problems with her hips, denies skin rash, bruises, bleeding nose gums. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes at least 14 years back, hypertension 20 years or longer, obesity, hyperlipidemia, denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies TIS or a stroke, denies any heart abnormalities, no gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, blood test shows anemia, but she was not aware, no liver disease, denies kidney stones, gout, pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries including hysterectomy, tubes, ovaries for cancer, 19-6, completely resolved, no chemotherapy, radiation treatment, or hormonal treatment, incidental appendix at that time, also right-sided breast tumor removed, tons of adenoids, never had a colonoscopy. Next paragraph, side effect allergy to penicillin, no smoking, alcohol, pressing, or pass. No family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include Actos, Zocor, Losartan, Lasix, Lipizide, vitamins, Metoprolol, Niacin, eye vitamins, aspirin, prior metformin discontinue 3 months ago, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 196, 60 inches tall. Blood pressure 172/64 on the right sitting position, standing 160/60 on the left side. The blood pressure sitting position 170/60. Some degree of overweight, alert to the intestine 3, hard of hearing, normal speech, bilateral lens implant. She wears glasses. No facial asymmetry. No expressive aphasia. Carotid bruise left more than right. No gross JVD. Lungs are clear, no Radwitz's consolidation proliferation, no arrhythmia, pericardial rapid gallop, obesity of the abdomen, no palpable masses, ascites, liver, spleen. There are good popliteal dorsal pedis pulses, decreased posterior tibialis, decreased capillary refill, some degree of livedo, L-I-V-E-D-O, on the lower extremities, some distal toes, but no gross gangrene, no focal motor deficit. She has discolor whiteness of all the nails, finger and toenails. She has severe arthritis of the hands. Prior abdominal surgeries as indicated above. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from September with a creatinine of 1.8. Over the last couple of years, progressively rising from around 1.6 to present level. on blood tests in September, normal sodium potassium mild metabolic acidosis, present creatinine at 2.18 for a GFR of 22. This is calculated by EPI, EPI, a normal calcium, low albumin, liver function test not elevated, anemia 10.6, a normal white blood cell, platelet count, urine without blood or protein, no bacteria, few white blood cells, albumin creatinine ratio elevated more than 300, she was 337. Another urine analysis, 100 of protein, A1C diabetes 8.1. Next paragraph. Kidney ultrasound, right side 9.2, left side 10.3. No obstruction, no masses, no stones, incidental fatty liver, no reported urinary retention. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, stage 4. Underlying long-term diabetes hypertension, fair to poor diabetes control over time, significant systolic hypertension of the elderly, clinical findings suggesting of atherosclerosis, including carotid bruits, small vessel disease on lower extremities, relative small kidney on the right comparing to the left, the presence of libido, L-I-V-E-D-O, patient likely has more hypertensive nephrosclerosis changes than diabetic nephropathy or both, does have proteinuria but non-nephrotic range. She understands the meaning of advanced renal failure. There is no immediate indication for dialysis. She needs to continue aggressive diabetes cholesterol management. Blood pressure in the office is quite high. She's going to check it at home and call us. We will adjust medications accordingly. Tolerating losartan, potentially we might make it stronger. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. We will monitor electrolyte, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, and PTH for potential treatment. We will monitor anemia for iron deficiency and EPO management. To understand that might require dialysis in the future. We start dialysis for GFR less than 15 associated with symptoms. She's coming far away from the office, but prefers to come here than going to Grand Rapids. We will try to alternate in-person visits with phone visits, considering the winter coming. I will keep you posted. End of dictation.